Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. If you've had children at any time over the past 15 years, that music is unmistakable. The theme to SpongeBob SquarePants. And that leads us right to this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. Mark is talking about the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water.
For all who claim that I can be too stodgy of a film critic, I have one question. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? That's right, when your oldest son wants to see the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, in 3D on his 10th birthday, well, you purchase the tickets, get him his popcorn and candy, sit down, and make the most of it, right? Truth be told, it wasn't that painful. In fact, it was kind of fun for 40 minutes or so. After that, I was satiated, but unfortunately, there was still about an hour to go. And there isn't a Krabby Patty, a cranky squid, or a dopey starfish that can make that time go faster. A wildly flamboyant Antonio Banderas as Burger Beard the Pirate helps a little bit, though. Also, the fast pace and the better-than-average screenplay keeps it from becoming too torturous. Plus, the birthday boy and his 7-year-old brother loved every minute of it, and the mixture of cartoon and live-action characters does help the medicine go down. But I can't say that things didn't start to wear thin after a while. That's why these things run less than a half hour on TV. So I'm going to give the SpongeBob movie a C-plus rating, but I bet most kids would give it an A-minus at least. I've seen worse, so I guess that's a recommendation. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And don't forget, check out Mark's great site, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And Mark will be back next week. You're on your way out. You're going to go get a little bite to eat. But when you sit down and before you actually consume the meal, you want to take a moment and give thanks to whomever you worship for this wonderful meal. Even if that meal is at Applebee's. A man goes in New Jersey. He orders some fajitas. And when he orders the fajitas, he decides, yes, he does need to give thanks for these fajitas. So the fajitas arrive at the table. They're sizzling. You can hear them 4 towns away. The man decides to begin saying grace. Uh-oh. A man who leaned over a plate of sizzling fajitas to pray cannot sue a West Hampton, New Jersey restaurant because the dish burned him. This according to an appellate court's recent ruling. Hiram Jimenez sought damages from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar after a March 2010 incident at the chain's restaurant on Burlington Mount Holly Road. But an appellate panel said Applebee's cannot be held responsible because the hot food posed an open and obvious danger. I don't want to deal with that when I'm sitting down for my lunch and or dinner. Open and obvious dangers in a restaurant? No. According to the ruling, Jimenez ordered fajitas that were placed in front of him in a sizzling skillet. When he bowed his head close to the table, the ruling says Jimenez heard a loud sizzling noise followed by a pop noise and then felt a burning sensation in his left eye and on his face. In an incident report prepared for Applebee's, Jimenez said he was burned on his face, neck, and arms after grease popped on the fajitas. Those were some fajitas. His lawsuit said a waitress did not warn Jimenez that the dish was hot. It argued Jimenez suffered serious and permanent injury solely as a result of Applebee's negligence when he came in contact with a dangerous and hazardous condition, specifically, quote-unquote, a hot plate of food. A trial judge dismissed the suit, finding Applebee's, a California-based chain with more than 1,900 restaurants, and that means a whole lot of sizzling fajitas, was not required to warn Jimenez against a danger that is open and obvious. Jimenez appealed, but a 2-judge panel came to the same conclusion. It noted business owners are required to discover and eliminate dangerous conditions, to maintain the premises in safe condition, and to avoid creating conditions that would render the premises unsafe. But it said the risk posed by the hot platter was self-evident. Applebee's, the ruling said, had no duty to warn Jimenez that the food was sizzling hot and should be approached with due care. An attorney for Jimenez, Richard Wiener, they don't sell hot dogs at Applebee's, do they? Maybe they do. But Richard Wiener, the attorney from Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, declined to comment. Maybe he realized this whole thing was just kind of a goofy little thing anyway, and he wants to go on and practice law with other people. A lawyer for Applebee's could not be reached. Maybe because that lawyer was eating sizzling hot fajitas. Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. So what is the apparent danger or the inherent danger when you walk into a restaurant and you order certain things? Is the average person expected to know that a plate of fajitas will be coming at this sizzling hot temperature where if you decide to come in any sort of close contact with it, you can have an issue with it popping and exploding into your face? From reading the story, I'm trying to understand just how close Mr. Jimenez was to the fajitas. You could still say grace. You could still give thanks for this meal. But do you really have to lower your head to what, maybe an inch and a half above your fajita? No. You sit upright. You can still pray. You can still do what you need to do. Do we want fajitas clogging up the American judicial system? I don't know. But I would imagine Mr. Jimenez will be ordering his fajitas and giving thanks for said fajitas in a different establishment from here on out. Stay with us. More to come. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Coming to a stop at only 30 miles an hour, ABM nearly dumped the bike, totally due to just one mischosen article of clothing. Keep the rubber side up. Choose your riding apparel with care. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. My tip-over pants, now used exclusively for fishing and mowing the lawn, approaching a stoplight at under 30 miles an hour for the first time at 100,000 miles in an attempt to place both feet on the ground simultaneously. My left pant leg hung up on the forward extended shifter, caught just in time. ABM's tip-over pants are now covered with fish scales. Hey, don't be like me. Choose motorcycle riding apparel with care. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road. On two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He started his career as a replacement player during the 1994 player strike, but this first baseman went on to play 11 seasons in the majors, winning the World Series in 2004 with the Red Sox.
One hit in the air to left field. That's gonna do it. Kevin Millar.
So where is Kevin Millar now? Kevin is the co-host of the popular show Intentional Talk on the MLB Network. He's a fan favorite in Boston, and along with Pedro Martinez, led a toast on the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park. It was the largest toast in history, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, with over 36,000 fans in attendance.
Fenway Park, we want to thank you for the last 100 years, and one last time, Cowboy up!
I will drink to that. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.